For the Beaver Radio Network, Kelly Schultz along with Heather Olson, the senior defender from Bemidji, Minnesota. And Heather, there are no words as to how excited I was to see you finally score a goal, your first one of your career. Explain the feeling going through your mind right now.
It's awesome. I think just the energy around it is what's making me most happy, is just the fact that, you know, all the support from everybody, whether it's, you know, fans or, you know, mostly the team and the coaches, nobody's ever really doubted me or given up on me. And I think that's kind of what's really been great to see, is just the support and excitement that's been behind it. So
it was way overdue. Your story is so cool. Anyway, you grew up here in Bemidji. You've watched the Beavers. You walk on 4 years ago and have proven yourself. Now you're wearing the A on your jersey. Did you ever imagine it would be this awesome?
No, I, from day one, I've just been thankful for the opportunity just to play at Bemidji State, and it's definitely just great to see, you know, just, you know, how somebody can, you know, make something of themselves. You know, it just is all about how hard you work, and I know that the team has done an amazing job of just helping me through this process. I got to give credit to the team. They're the ones that are always supporting each other and everything, and so I do have to give credit to the team for all of my success being here as a Beaver.
You also got to get that goal in front of the U-12 Bemidji team. I mean, those girls, obviously you're probably one of their heroes, if not the whole team is, but could you imagine doing that in front of that group?
No, and that's the other thing too, is I just know that even there were a lot of just people in the crowd in general, and it was just, you could definitely just feel the energy just explode after that goal. And I mean, I've never really felt that before, clearly, but just, you know, just that energy. And so I had turned around to Coach Shane, and I was like, oh, so this is what it feels like.
Does that mean the monkey's off your back and you're ready to score again?
Hopefully, you know, I'm just going to keep going and not, I can't really go looking for it. It's just something that when it happens, so.
Looking back on this game, obviously the outcome isn't what your team wanted. You knew it was going to be a tough one against the Buckeyes. They're always tough. As a defender, your team gave up a ton of shots tonight. What do you guys need to do better tomorrow?
I think it's just simply being a lot more cleaner. I know Haley Mack had mentioned that, and she had noticed that early on, and it definitely made sense. We need to be a lot more crisp with our passes and our breakouts and our neutral zone, and tougher in front of our net. I know that this is a really physical team, and we just got to find a way to finish and just battle all the way to the very end.
Your team had 22 block shots. You had 4 of those. What goes through your mind when you're taking those shots?
It's definitely a thrill. I mean, it's just, that's kind of what is the backbone to Beaver hockey, is just blocking those shots. And I know that it can hurt in any moment, but that's just definitely what defines our program, is just the block shots. So it's just something we do. We don't really think twice about it. You lay yourself down for it and you block the shot.
What's it going to take to beat the Buckeyes in game 2?
Full 60. Like I had mentioned, it's just finding a way to finish, cleaning it up, just playing a lot more physical and definitely with speed, but definitely just a full 60.
If you could say anything to the community of Bemidji about what it's been like to play as a Beaver, what would you tell them?
I don't know, Kelly. I mean, it's just, it's a great feeling, and just to have this community that we do have. It's a growing hockey community, and so I'd like to say thank you to everybody, first and foremost, just for all the support that we do have in the community and around, and we're just going to keep working hard the rest of the season, and hopefully we get a few more fans coming through, but definitely just want to say thank you, first and foremost.
Heather, thanks so much. Congratulations on your first career goal, and we'll go get them tomorrow.
Will do. Thanks, Kelly.